After its last stint in government from 2011 to 2016, Labour lost 30 of its 37 TDs. But Labour leader Ivana Bacic says that chapter is behind them.
Well, I think what we saw in the local and European elections this summer was people's focus on what candidates were offering and what candidates are standing for now. What we saw was 56 and now 57 Labour councillors returned and an MEP elected with Éan Ó-Riordan for the first time in 10 years.
In a 132-page manifesto launched this afternoon, Labour promises to invest people's taxes in public services and create an active state that will not rely on the market to solve its problems. That includes creating a state construction company with €6 billion from the Apple tax windfall to build homes on publicly owned land. On health, it would fund an extra 300 acute hospital beds per year and make GP care free for all, starting immediately with all under 18s. It's pledged to make education truly free, including by banning voluntary school contributions and phasing out third level fees. It's promising to drive down energy costs by putting a moratorium on new data centres and scaling up offshore wind, and says it would introduce a monthly flat rate €9 transport ticket. Among its other measures, Labour says it will designate Good Friday as a public holiday for all and hold a public consultation to decide on another holiday to add to the calendar.